Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, my friends, already into this third hour. It is the third day of February, 2004. Colonel Craig Roberts is coming up here in just a few minutes. We're going to get into the big revelations of the police raiding a former congressional aide of James Traficant's office home, looking for video that eyewitnesses say they've seen of a second bomb going off at Oklahoma City, of other people involved. And we had J.D. Cash on yesterday, a local news reporter who's put out a lot of information concerning Oklahoma City, and I wanted to get Colonel Craig Roberts' perspective. He's a former member of Army Intelligence, a police detective who also investigated the Oklahoma City case, because this is all tied into 9/11 as well. Right now, let's go ahead and go to some calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Michael. Michael in Kentucky. Michael, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
You kind of threw me off with this delay you got going there, but that avoids, if anybody's got the radio on, you don't get the echo effect anymore.
Okay, sir, what's on your mind?
The guy you had on talking about the wildest colts make the best horses, I think was the title of his book.
He's a PhD. I've interviewed him many times.
One thing you might get into with him the next time you're on is, and a research or solution avenue for people that have family members. And there was just something on PBS last night that says one in four families has some mental illness. And they were, of course, parading out the guy that is advocating the new eugenics. Which is, says that people should have the right to choose to abort their babies if they're defective.
Well, they're saying they want to kill them up until 2 years of age in this country in England, and they're saying we're all mentally ill,
right.
And they're creating new mental health SWAT teams.
I have an article written up from the back in the Clinton administration where the Surgeon General said basically all Americans are declared insane and need medicated at one time or another. Now, what is being ignored is these studies that show that all these oils that are corrupted in our diet are diminishing the effects of things like fish oil and folic acid, B6, B12, and even calcium salt.
Sir, most children who have behavioral problems are drinking two or three Cokes by noon,
and
that's why they're bouncing off the walls.
And they're zinc deficient. They're deficient in zinc. That is one of the things that you can do a little research and find out. But the fish oil thing and the B12, B6 folic acid, you get that at your local drugstore, and it'll improve your mental faculties.
But the FDA is moving to regulate and shut down that sale, but then they're pushing Ritalin and Prozac on your children.
The Codex Alimentarius, it's a globalist agenda there to eliminate these things. But another thing that a lot of people don't know about is the cat parasite called toxoplasmosis has adapted to live in humans. It's not just pregnant women that can get this. And I know you have a little bit of a problem with cats, but that is one thing that will help with that is the fish
oil.
Well,
I just said I like dogs. I don't like cats.
Yeah, cats are... I can relate. I'll just say that. But those things right there would be possible solutions for people. And they've actually done double blind placebo studies in mental hospitals. And one big story came out in the Rebel.
Look, they've proven that taking complex oils and getting your B complexes, they have proven that it is more effective than all the drugs out there to stop seizures.
Well, mercury-induced autistic children can even benefit from it.
Absolutely.
So, all right.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Henry and Johnny and Kurt and Martin and others, your calls are coming up. We got Colonel Roberts coming up with us to cover a bunch of different news items, give us his worldview, his analysis, and to get into Oklahoma City. This third hour is going to be jam-packed. Keep it locked in.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MS. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement, and after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since, and today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, I know we got loaded phone lines. We're going to get to your calls early in this interview. A ton of issues to cover. Colonel Craig Roberts, Army Intelligence, police officer, SWAT team member, helicopter pilot, worked the Oklahoma City bombing case, joins us. We're going to get into that before the bottom of the hour. But Colonel Roberts, I don't know if you had a chance to hear some of the last hour, and it's good to have you here, sir.
I'm glad to be back, and I've been listening.
Well, I mean, TiVo, your cable's watching you, tracking what you're doing, OnStar listening to you, cameras now in school bathrooms, microchips they're putting in the fish to track us, RFID going in everywhere, the Matrix system, which is Echelon, and the NSA locally, everything you buy and sell or do, a new national sales tax coming out to force us all to scan our cards, even when we use cash. I mean, this is incredible, your response to it.
Well, it's all been designed for a long time. They've been looking for scientific and technological solutions to totally control the planet's population. And the only way you can do that is identification and control the economy. If you control the economy by the spending and selling habits, you know what products are being bought, you know where they're going, you know how much is being bought, and anything that sends up a red flag, the computer tells you, hey, this guy bought four boxes of ammunition, and he only, you know, there's no reason to buy more than one if you're a hunter. This guy is storing food. This guy over here is buying chemicals to sterilize water, and we don't want people to be able to do that. They also know where you are by GPS all the time, if your car or your cell phone moves, so they can track you for your own good, of course, and so on. And all the stuff that you talked about last hour, is stuff that we talked about 5 years ago and 8 years ago and 10 years ago, and no one wanted to believe. They said, oh, they can't do that. That could never happen. And here it is today, and they're finally coming out and saying, buy stock in our company. OnStar is good. This is good. That's good. And we got to have more cameras. We've got to have cameras on the intersections and on the stoplights. We've got to, and plus it generates revenue, and it cuts down on accidents because people won't run the red lights anymore. And we get all of this on, and we're inundated with it to where there's two things. You fall into the category of you've got to go along with it because it's good, and that's what they said, or you fall in the category of, I'd like to fight it, but I'm so tired of it, and I'm so inundated, and there's nothing I can do anyway. I'm just going to go back in the house and sit on the couch. So that's what we've come up against, Alex, and right now is a critical time that if people don't start getting proactive and jumping up and down and saying, I'm not buying any product that's got a scanner chip. I'm not going to go along with this. I'm not going to have a cell phone that does that. You know, and you have to hit them back economically. The CEOs of these companies that come up with this stuff look at the bottom line. And if they go in the hole and the stockholders are going, we're not making any money on this, then the company can't function. Our financial support of these organizations and these companies and these laboratories is what is the fertilizer that keeps their tree growing. And if we cut off that fertilizer and say, I want a telephone, but I want to be in control of it, and if I find out you're in control of it, I'm unplugging it from the wall, and I'm not going to.
And again, all new cell phones are satellite tracked. I have a 4-year-old phone. People laugh at me. Look at that old phone. Well, my phone isn't a tracking device. And, you know, I went and checked it out and made sure and had engineers look at it. Craig, they're putting in the infrastructure around us. They're getting rid of the checkout lanes that have service, putting in the self-checkouts. Then the thumb scanners go in. Then all this starts. We're just a few years away from the total grid being in place at every store. Right now, we can still boycott and keep them from going in. But if we let it go in everywhere, then we won't have a choice, and you can either buy it or sell without this system, and I think we've heard of that before.
Oh, yeah, the mark of the beast. And you know, the military's already there. When I got my last ID card from the military, they scanned my thumbprint, and I thought it was going to be the old retina scan and put your hand on the thing and all this kind of stuff, and they didn't do any of that. The computer took my picture, the little pad scanned my right thumbprint, and then the computer pukes out an ID card with all kinds of barcode stuff on the back, and since then they've come out one, it's a mark card, and it's got a programmable EEPROM chip in it. You can see the chip, it's gold, it's right on the front of the card,
and most states now have that. The children, the schools have been turned into little mini prisons, preparing them for all of this under the CAPS 2 system to have a job anywhere. Your driver's license will have the federal security code clearance on it for what type of job you can have. The new sales tax, Craig, is going to bring federal control into every business, every transaction.
Oh, absolutely. And then on top of that, they're going to come up with a way to where this driver's license is going to end up being a national citizen ID card, because of the invasion of the illegal immigrants across the border, and terrorists coming in by freighters in the middle of the night in our main city harbors and sneaking across the Canadian border in South Dakota or North Dakota and Montana. I mean, we're getting the stories now, and you know as well as I do, and so do all of our listeners, that, you know, they're going to come up with the problem, and they're going to advertise this problem. The media is going to harp on this problem over
and then
over
again, because it's all these foreigners. It's a global ID card. I have articles 3 years old where the state driver's license, the county driver's license in England, the stuff in Europe, it's all standardized biometrically. It already is a world ID card. They just haven't told us yet.
Well, right, but everybody right now on the 6 o'clock news is seeing the problems. The problems are there. We got to do something about it. We don't know what we're going to do about it. It's an election year, but next year we'll have an idea, da-da-da, and they're coming up with all of these things. That, well, we tried this, we tried that, it didn't work. We're just going to have to use more microchips. We're going to have to use more ID cards. We're going to have to use more barcodes and scanners and cameras, and everybody's going to go, okay, I understand. Yeah, there is a problem, and so it's problem, solution, the Hegelian effect, just like we've talked about 100 times. It's here, and it's happening all around us, and everybody's just looking, and we're all behind the jet. We're all behind the power curve. We're all saying, geez, this is happening and faster every day than I can even complain about it. And that's what they do. They try to stay ahead of us, and it's already in place to where we can't do anything
Craig,
about it until it's too late.
I see articles out of Tennessee, Texas, New York, Canada, where they go, yeah, we put cameras in the showers and the bathrooms, but we're having a school board debate, you know, is this good? There shouldn't even be a debate about putting cameras in the showers. But, I mean, that shows how dumb and ignorant people have gotten.
Oh, it's incredible. And, well, in Tulsa, the other day, when I was driving through town, I noticed for the first time on the major intersections, there's cameras pointed all four directions. Let's say somebody came up and they wanted to blow one up with a shotgun. There's no place you could stand in the intersection without another camera seeing you do it, and you'd be on film. So, you know, I mean, it's a self-protective system.
Craig, they're going in our neighborhoods now, here in Austin.
Well, and in England, they're everywhere.
Over 4 million, yeah.
Oh, it's incredible. They were the test program. The English were the test program. Disarm them first, put the cameras in second, make everything against the law that you can't protect yourself. And all of this stuff is you know, the English are very compliant, like the Canadians. They line up and they do what they're told. If they think they can do it there by massaging the system a little bit, it'll work here. And what they do is they divide the country up into different cultural sections. They know that what works in the Pacific Northwest isn't going to work in the South. They know that what works in Maine isn't going to work in Texas. So they change it a little bit. But eventually, they'll meld it all together. It'll be one national thing, just like a federal income tax, and everybody's going to have to line up.
Absolutely. And, Craig, I mean, looking at this matrix system, all this is turning the states into vacuum cleaners of info for the NSA. We both know it's been in all 50 states for decades, but now they're announcing it to us, and they just say, everything you do will be tracked and traced. Every book you buy, what you sell, I mean, this is not America. And people say, well, it'll keep us safe. Well, wait a minute. The Houston crime lab, the FBI crime lab, all these crime labs admit they're framing people. Now they want to start a new national DNA database. And, oh, by the way, for the last 34 years, every child born has their blood taken. It wasn't for a blood test after all. And people go, well, this will stop crime. No, no, no. The criminals in government will selectively enforce that and frame people with those test ampules that they have. Can you speak to that?
Well, you know, there was a time when I would say that that's ridiculous. But considering, you know, what we found out during and after the Oklahoma City bombing case, with the manipulations that the FBI lab did on that, and then when I was writing the book, Medusa File, the investigations that I was involved in both here and in Europe, and found out on Pan Am 103 how the laboratories manipulated the evidence on Pan Am 103 to try to make the Libyans look guilty when actually it was other groups altogether that were involved in this, that had to do with CIA drug running. You know, when we found out that over and over that evidence was manipulated and falsified, and then we started looking back and we got all the way back to the Kennedy assassination, where we found out that the FBI lab and other laboratories and other law enforcement agencies intimidated witnesses. Witnesses were killed and committed suicide under strange circumstances. Wrote a book on that, JFK, The Dead Witnesses. And that evidence had been destroyed, tampered with, falsified. Documents had been changed. I've got documents that show what was found on the sixth floor of the school book depository that were in the Dallas archives, in the Dallas Police archives, and in the Texas Department of Public Safety archives, and the same documents that were in the Warren Commission evidence, where the numbers of the cartridges found on the floor had been changed.
Well, Craig,
those two documents.
Craig, I mean, a headline in the front page of the Houston Chronicle 4 months ago was police chief admits crime lab fraud, and then it says in the article, over 2,000 innocent people have been framed by the Houston crime lab. Then they catch the Dallas police randomly pulling cars over, throwing bags of chalk in the back, taking their cars, their houses. The Dallas crime lab certifies it as cocaine. The DA indicts. Innocent people go to prison. Tulia, Texas, 58 black people, no criminal records, no drugs, no paraphernalia, 20 to 90 years in prison. The cop informant was being paid, every person he framed. I mean, this is industrialized, Craig.
Well, it's rampant in a lot of the big cities. Oklahoma City last year, one of their laboratory technicians, I believe, was investigated and brought up on charges for all of the falsification of evidence that had gone through there to support cases. And, of course, you know, we all know about what Frederick Whitehurst said about the FBI lab on several cases where evidence had been tampered with and falsified just to make the cases. And there are cases out there that we know of where federal agents and even local agents have got onto private property and buried evidence, then come back later with a search warrant, found it, and seized the property.
That's the point I'm making, if you're 33 or younger, they got your blood, and now they're going to just legalize using it, and you can't believe any of this DNA stuff.
Where do you go to trust anything. What is the checks and balances? There is none.
All right, we'll come back, take calls, and we'll get into Oklahoma City. Honored to have you, Colonel. We'll be right back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to austinwheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul tastes like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Attend the world's biggest UFO event from the comfort of your own home. Live on the internet, February 14th. The 13th annual International UFO Congress is broadcasting the full last day of their week-long event. This features 5 researchers with stunning photos, some never before shown in public. See it all from your computer in streaming video. Guest speakers include Michael Horn. He'll tell us about Edward Billy Meyer from Switzerland, who's taken some of the clearest photos of ET aircrafts in recorded history. Dr. Norman Berggren joins us to discuss the probability of other life in the universe, providing remarkable photos from Voyager and the Apollo space missions that suggest we are not alone. And Santiago Garza will present 2 recent cases in England, including video footage that intrigued the entire country. These credible guests are just the tip of the iceberg. No X-Files or Twilight Zone here. This is the real deal. Catch a glimpse of the 13th annual week-long UFO Congress as it concludes on February 14th live on the internet. For more information on this first-time ever event, go to www.openhearings.com. That's www.openhearings.com.
All right, we've had some callers holding for a long time. I want to get to Henry and Johnny and Kirk and Martin and others. And then I want to get into Oklahoma City and then these new developments. But Colonel Roberts, I was thinking during the break about the fact that there are crime labs in Houston and Dallas, and I'm just using Texas as an example, where they will knowingly, randomly arrest people, seize their assets, and throw a bag of chalk in the back of their car, and then the whole chain of command goes along with the frame-ups. I mean, I didn't even know that the average criminal was that ruthless and bad. I mean, this is I mean, you were a police officer. This is hardcore criminality. How did they get to that point?
Well, I think what happens in some areas, some cities, right up front, there are cities in this country that have been known for police corruption for a century or two. You go to Chicago and New York City, you can find cases going back where they've had commission after commission trying to rout out the corruption because it's so closely intertwined with the local organized crime. Houston has always been a city that's had problems. Dallas, you know, occasionally will have its upsurges of problems and so on. Los Angeles, you thought that place was squeaky clean back during the days of Adam 12 and Jack Webb, and come to find out later on they were knee-deep in problem areas and several areas, including CIA agents wearing police uniforms and walking beats. We see this stuff now.
So the point is, government, you shouldn't give them total power. You should never trust government. Oh, what a novel idea. It's what our country was built on.
Well, all government in this country should be controlled by the citizen, but the citizens, you know, are so busy out here trying to make ends meet that they don't have time to do both, and a lot of people don't want to get involved. But to answer your question, a lot of times in a police department, they will get into a situation where they've had one thing get covered up, and then because it comes to light, the brass and the next level up decide, you know, we can't have this thing get out, we'll handle it ourselves, but they don't want any bad PR, so they cover it up a little bit. Then the brass above them say, gee, we've got two levels of cover up here, and there's no way we can let it get out, so we'll cover it up, and it goes all the way up, and finally it'll get to the chief. Or sometimes he doesn't even find out about it until the whole thing blows up and when it gets leaked to the media. This happens over and over. Those usually end up in a grand jury investigation. You get a case where you get a bad shooting goes down. You shoot somebody, you thought they had a gun, they didn't. Somebody takes a throw down and throws it down, and the next, and there's the guy's gun. And then later on, 3 months down the road, the homicide detectives finally traced the gun, and it was sold originally to a guy who sold it to a guy who remembers selling it to a police officer. So, these are things that happen, and a lot of it's human nature. A lot of it isn't. But we do see giant travesties of justice in property seizures now. The property seizure laws have gotten so out of control that a lot of the law enforcement people I know won't even touch them because they're just totally corrupt.
Craig, here's the problem, and then we'll go to break, and I promise go to your calls, maybe go to one right now. We're going to see the first blood scenario, to use that Hollywood example, whereas they push more and more former veterans and more and more people who aren't corrupt. It is pushing towards a violent confrontation, which we don't want, which they'll just use to expand their control. But, I mean, how close to a violent conflict do you think we're getting?
Oh, I think we've been there for a long time. It's a powder keg. You look at Waco, you look at Randy Weaver, you look at Gordon Call, you look at a lot of these other things we don't even hear about anymore. You look at the stuff that's gone down out in Arizona, out in Phoenix.
Well, they have drawn first blood.
It's happened over and over again. But the media has a way of lying. See, what we never had in the past was television. Now everybody can sit in front of their TV when they come home at work at night and get the excuses. And the next day they get to spin. So it's okay. This isn't the time because that guy deserved what he got type deal. Where in the old days, it happened in the local village. They knew what would happen in 5 minutes and somebody would go get a rope. So it's a different scenario when you control the media. You know, in the old Rothschild plan, there's two things they wanted to control. One was the monetary system, and the other was all outlets of public information. Because if you control those two things, you control the general population.
But now, I mean, Craig, in a week, 3 million people watch a video clip on my website, and I'm just one website. They've got to be worried about that internet.
Oh, they're terrified of that. They're terrified of a lot of things. They're terrified of the fact that there's no way, no matter what they do, that they're going to have total control over the entire population. And this is the scary part, because you and I know that, and a lot of people out there that live in rural areas know that there's a drastic difference in culture in this country between who lives in the big cities and who lives out in the country, in the mountains and the swamps and the backwoods and so on. I've got relatives that are hillbillies that I don't think they come out of the woods but once every 10 years, you know. And they have a different country there. They remember the country of 40 or 50 years ago, and this stuff's all new to them. And you're not going to be able to chase these people around the woods and do anything to force them to go into your new world order. Now, they know this. Now here's the other side of that coin. This is the scary part. How, if you were one of these globalists, deal with that? Well, if you're into population control anyway, the only way you're going to be able to deal with it is biological, chemical, or nuclear, and get rid of these people and start over again. Take the rural areas, decimate them, reduce the population, then you put your own rebreeders back in there.
All right, we're going to come back and bam, 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 go to your calls. Everybody stay there, and then we'll get into Oklahoma City with Colonel Craig Roberts. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm a nurse, and I injured my back, and I've lost 22 pounds and 9 inches. I would definitely recommend Vim and Vigor.
As far as losing weight, Vim and Vigor is the best investment I ever made. It actually works.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim and Vigor's collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. Get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom: the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It has faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antiqued parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all four documents for just $24.95, shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll-free 800-686-2237 and order the Documents of Freedom. Don't wait. Do it today. The number 800-686-2237.
Americans, are you fed up with Big Brother watching you like a hawk? Have you ever asked yourself why you're being tracked, categorized, numbered, classified, registered, and licensed by the government? Would you like to make your assets vanish before the eyes of those who want to grab them, but still have them safe and sound? How about operating a business in a way that makes earnings tax-exempt? Maybe you'd like to be lawsuit-proof. Well, there is a way. And it protects your stuff from greedy lawyers, grasping relatives, and the government, especially the IRS. It's a unique instrument valid everywhere in the world where the right to contract is accepted, which has protected Americans for over 230 years and is specifically guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. You don't have to go offshore to do it either. This is safe, secure, and domestic. To get full details, and I do mean full details, get on the internet and go to either puretrust.com or puretrust.net. That's puretrust, one word, puretrust.com or puretrust.net.
All right, folks, Alex Jones back live. Your calls are up next. Then we're going to get into Oklahoma City. Colonel Roberts worked the case and is an expert on it, and there's been this new development. Possible OKC bombing video shows two explosions, and he knows the parties involved in this report that we covered yesterday in some detail, so we'll recap the story and then get into it. But first we'll get to Henry and Johnny and Kirk and Martin, the folks that have been holding the longest. First, before we do that, for the next three minutes or so, I want to encourage every listener to take control of your lives. This government that tells you Ritalin and Prozac is good for children also tells you that sodium fluoride is good when it's admitted to break down your brain and to weaken you and cause bone fractures. Well, we got water filters that will cut that out, that will cut the herbicide, the pesticide, the Ritalin, the Prozac, the birth control pills that's in most water supplies in high levels now. It'll cut out that stuff. And it's made in America. It's the makers of it, so you also get a great price, and it makes our international shortwave possible because they're the folks that fund that as well. Debbie Morrow from New Millennium Concepts. Debbie, good to get you on the show. You've got three or four great specials. People need to take control of their lives. Our bodies are 70% water. It's time to stop letting the globalists medicate us through the water supply. Good to have you on with us, Debbie.
Hi, Alex. Glad to be here.
You bet. Pneumonium Concepts, best water filters out there. It's what I use in my home. You've got some specials. How do folks get involved in this?
We do. Actually, they get involved by calling me at toll-free 1-888-803-4438. And they can order any of our specials. We are extending our January specials on the Berkey lights because they have really had a good response. They're very affordable. Everybody can afford it. And it really does save you money and save your health. And that's important because you do use the filters over and over again. You know, they can be cleaned and cleaned, and they have a long life. So you're saving money as well as keeping your health in good shape. Our February specials are a Berkey light with the light for $259. And with that, you get two of our filtered sport bottles absolutely free. So it's a $337 value for $259. It's a $78 savings. We also have the Berkey light without the light for $199 with one Berkey sport bottle, which would make it a $238 value for $199, and that would be a $39 savings. Either way you go, you get the great Berkey water, and that's what's so important, Alex.
And describe these units to people. I mean, this sits on a table or on a shelf,
right,
in your kitchen. It's about a foot and a half, 2 feet tall. Does tens of thousands of gallons of water. It's not like the junky filters they sell at the store. It really cuts the garbage out, folks. Now, these are great systems. They're used by missionaries and military and people all over the world. Start filtering your water. Stop drinking the bottled water that many times isn't very good for you. The sports bottles are portable. They do 600 refills. They clean out most of the garbage, not all of it like the big Berkeys do. In fact, what's the special on the sports bottles?
On the sports bottles, we have either 5 for $100, or you can get 12 for $199, which that is really good. And if you have, you know, if you ever leave your house at all, you were talking earlier about people who live in the backwoods and, you know, people who don't and they go places, you want to take bottled water with you. And so they go to the store and they buy that bottled water that you don't even know what's in it. It could be just regular city water. You have no way of knowing. But with the Berkey Sport bottle, it's a 22-ounce handheld filtered water bottle. So you can take it everywhere with you.
And it does 600 refills on tap water, over 100 from lakes, rivers, streams. Folks, this is something everybody should have. I take one with me to the gym. Don't drink the water fountain water. Don't buy the bottled water. Bottled water is about a dollar for a 12-ounce, $1.59 for a 22-ounce. You'll save the money in just a week or two on what you spend on bottled water, folks, with these sports bottles. A great deal. So please give Debbie a call if it's busy. Leave your name and number. She'll call you right back. 1-888-803-4438. And look, it's simple. You go, oh, I can't fight the New World Order. You know, there's nothing I can do. The journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. Stop drinking the poison they're putting in the water. 1-888-803-4438. And Debbie will also mail you out some literature if you want it. Debbie, thanks for all you do, and God bless.
Thank you. Bye, Alex.
You bet. Take care. That number again, 888-803-4438. All right. I'm only going to take 5 more calls because we got to get into this Oklahoma City news. Colonel Roberts, ready to go to these calls?
I'm ready.
Let's talk to Henry in Colorado. Henry, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, gentlemen. Good day. Thank you for everything you do. I've got basically two questions and two topics and 3 questions. Number one, the Oklahoma City, KKTV here in Colorado Springs will not talk to me about a show. Actually, the bulletin they put on the OKC situation where they said, and these are the 2 bombs they have found. And you could never get a reprint or a copy or anything of that. They will not admit.
Well, I have the video in my film, Road to Tyranny, of the local news reporting that. Is that your first question? What are your other questions?
The other question is, I'm having a terrible time with the Air Force Academy fighting being blackballed for exposing drugs at NORAD, sex scandals at the Air Force Academy, and things like that. I've lost my job over this stuff. And what I wanted to know was, I've been fighting with these people for the last for years, and I've been taping their conversations. And the minute I told them I was taping their conversations, something's happened to my tape recorder. My tape has been totally erased. Is there any technology that can do that?
Let me answer that question, and Craig can answer the other one. Thanks for the call. I don't have time for three questions and two comments because we've got a bunch of callers here. But thank you, sir.
Alrighty.
Let me try to answer. Yes, they have magnetic systems you can buy that will erase whole boxes of tapes in a few seconds. They have more powerful systems that can aim at your house and demagnetize everything in it. That's the answer to the first question. To the second question. First question about the news reporting multiple bombs, removing the bombs, Colonel Roberts.
Yeah, we had that situation happen on day one when they reported they got everybody back and they said we found a second device and we're working on it now. And then Frank Keating, the governor at the time, came on and he said that we have it and we now have something that we can trace. It's very sophisticated. And then all of a sudden that whole story went away after they moved everybody back away from the building. But what happened at the same time when they moved everybody back away from the building, moved back about a half a mile, is about 50 guys wearing blue raid jackets with no letters on the back showed up, and they went into the building, and they were seen by one of the firemen who did not evacuate the scene, who was up on one of the other floors. They were seen going in there and carrying out several things, including a stretcher that looked like what it had, like rocket launchers or something that he wasn't sure what it was, explosives of some sort, and several boxes of files and putting them onto a military ambulance, which left the scene. And we think that the files are probably one of the reasons that the Murrah building was selected for destruction, because they led to a lot of things in the current administration at the time.
All right, let's go back to calls. Let's talk to Johnny in Texas. Johnny, go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Afternoon, gentlemen. Two things very quickly. My nephew, when he was a very small child, was put on Ritalin. Today, as a grown man, he sits around his house drinking bottles of Jack Daniels. He's completely psychotic, has a house full of guns. This is just an example of what Ritalin can do. Second thing, I talked to Chris Simcox this morning with TombstoneTumbleweed.com, and we got into the borders being wide open down there in Arizona and the battles that Chris is facing. He's going to be on my internet radio show for those that missed. It is at mastersofterror.net. Please tune in, people. You need to hear this. This is very important.
Yeah, we did the interview yesterday about the foreign troops and running around, coming over the border. I appreciate the call. Johnny brings up some important points, and now the foreign troops are coming right across the border in front of news cameras, and the government's doing nothing. The Border Patrol says massive increases of illegals pouring across since Bush announced his amnesty. Colonel?
The people in the upper echelons in Washington for the last 10 or 15 years have encouraged non-enforcement of our national sovereignty on the southern frontier. They've wanted to create this problem to the point where the states, not only just the border states, but the states that border the border states are inundated with illegal aliens, to where they can come up with one of two things, a solution to the problem where they have to track every citizen with ID cards and chips and so on, or surrender it and just internationalize the whole area, which NAFTA and GATT destroys our national sovereignty by making us the North American coalition of nation states.
Exactly. I mean, right out in the open, they're going to accept all their IDs, give them IDs, and then give us IDs in the name of stopping them while they legalize them all. And then Bush says it's not an amnesty, Colonel. I mean, how ridiculous is that?
Well, you know, the Russians proved a long time ago you can totally lock down and control an entire country for decades. We could do the same thing. For the money we spend in some areas, we could build a fence and a trench all the way across the Southwest if we wanted to. We could put Vietnam-issue jungle sensors in on the ground. There's so many things that we could do to stop this if we wanted to. But our border agents aren't even allowed to protect themselves or to interdict anything. And you've got the Mexican Army sending special operations troops across the border in probes to see how far they can get and to intimidate the ranchers.
And they've been killing federal officers, but the feds seem to love that. Kirk in Colorado, go ahead.
It's an honor to be on your show, Mr. Jones.
You bet. Good to talk to you.
Yes. You made a point earlier about the checks and balances. They're just gone. I mean, if you look at Bush, you can't justify the war for being self-defense because he can't tie any of the murderers to Iraq. We can't justify the war on basis of, because of weapons of mass destruction. And you know, so we can't justify it as far as, you know, safety or security or that sort of thing. And, you know, if we're just going to depose the dictator, they should have just said, hey, we're going to go after him. And then once we got him, I mean, he's about the only one they haven't killed, then they would, you know, the war would be over right now. But what I don't understand is how this court-appointed dictator prince got around the Electoral College, when the whole point of the Electoral College is to prevent the masses from electing a dictator through popular, you know, opinion.
Well, understand, it doesn't matter if it's Al Gore or George Bush. The same agenda would be followed. I mean, I'm no fan of Saddam, but the whole war is a fraud. It's about globalism. Colonel Roberts' comments?
Well, it's simple. It's you know, imagine you're going to a city, and you've got two roads. One's a superhighway with four lanes, and the other one is a meandering country road with a scenic view. They both arrive at the same city. That's what we've got at the top levels of the electoral process now.
Well, also, I mean, they're now putting in a national ID card in Iraq. They're not bringing freedom to those people.
Well, it probably seemed like super freedom compared to what they've had, but everything's relative, you know. We know better. They don't yet, and by the time they do, it's too late. You know that we're.
By the way, now they're going to bring the UN in to take over and play the part of the good cop.
Well, and the whole thing really is irrelevant in the sense that what we're really facing here is a spiritual war and a religious war, because the Muslims aren't ever going to get along with anybody else. The Christians are always going to be persecuted, and everybody that falls in between those two groups are going to be trying to rule the other one or make rules in between. So
one last call, and we got to get into Oklahoma City. Martin in Wisconsin, go ahead. Go ahead, Martin. We're going to bring you up now. Is Martin gone? Okay. I'm sorry to other callers. Don't have time to get to you. Colonel Roberts, we'll obviously have to get you back on to talk more about this, but we've got about 13 minutes left here. Possible OKC bombing video shows two explosions. WorldNet Daily picked up this McCurtain Daily Gazette, this J.D. Cash writer, and they talk about how James Traficant's aide was raided. He told Congress that he'd seen the video of the multiple explosions and the people, and interviewed BATF officers who said they saw all this. We know they declared national security on the other surveillance cameras. They claim this is footage of the BATF sting, which we know was going on because they were there just seconds after the blast in their bomb gear. You were involved in investigating all this. What's really going on here?
Well, you know, that's a whole Pandora's box of items right there. The first thing let's hit is the problem area that we've got with J.D. Cash. Cash arrived into the story early on, and for some reason that I've never been able to completely determine, his bent has been Elohim City, the right wing, the militias, the white Aryan resistance, Aryan nations, the Ku Klux Klan, you know, all of that wild goose chase over through that bunch, you know, the CSA over in Arkansas and everything. As a law enforcement officer, what we did is we worked the best information we had from the eyewitnesses, which, you know, your eyewitness testimony on day one is the best information you can get.
And these were police and firefighters.
Right, and we're working citizens. We're saying, what did you see? You were standing there, what did you see? And the scene that developed that we got within a few days, actually most of it the first day, was that there were Middle Easterners involved, that two were standing in front of the front door of the Murrah building wearing blue jogging suits, almost like uniforms, and they held the parking place for a Ryder truck that pulled up, but before the Ryder truck got there, there was a UPS truck, a brown UPS truck, and when it pulled out at 9 o'clock in the morning, it had arrived at about 5 minutes to 9, then the Ryder truck came. Well, I saw later on, and it was brought to the trial that was held in Tulsa. It was an evidence trial that was held in front of three judges in Tulsa, and I went to it, and this photograph was brought up there on a plasterboard that showed the UPS truck in front of the Murrah building, and the photograph was taken by the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office. Now, that was a surveillance photograph prior to the Ryder truck arriving. So,
and we have all these surveillance cameras. They declare national security on it. The FBI that saw that video told the LA Times that, yeah, it showed McVeigh with this other Middle Easterner, but Cash doesn't want to get into that.
Well, no. And in fact, what had happened is Kathy and Glenn Wilburn hired Larry Oliver, who was a Tulsa attorney, to represent them in a lawsuit against the government. And Oliver is a former Tulsa police officer, and I know Larry, and he's a very good lawyer, and the undersheriff for Tulsa County called me up and he said, go over there and talk to Larry and show him some of the stuff you've come up with on the bombing case, because all he's got is what the feds have given him. So I went over there and I'm sitting there talking to him, and I hear this voice out in the hall, and I turn around and it's J.D. Cash, and he's on the phone, and he turns around, he walks in, and he was kind of shocked to see me there, but he said, I've almost got this nailed down, I got one more phone call to make, and we've got Elohim City locked in on this deal. And I've lived here most of my life, and I've never heard of the place, you know. So, and this guy comes from, nowhere, Oklahoma originally, and working for the McCurtain County Gazette, which is a little tiny, I guess it's a weekly newspaper that they talk about the price of cattle feed. It's a nothing newspaper, and all of a sudden he's this big press credentialed guy walking around interviewing everybody and pretty much staying with the Wilburns. And he's trying to get the Wilburns to go along with this story that Elohim City is where it all emanates out of, and it all goes back to Millar and Dennis Mahon and Strassmeyer and all this bunch.
Well, now he's saying Strassmeyer is a government informant, which we do know. But as you said, that whole place is government informants.
Well, it all was. And it was all a wild goose chase from the word go. And because we checked it out, and we worked it. And we found out that everything down there was informing to the feds. However, I sat there, we went to lunch, and I looked at him, and he came across this story about all of these players.
Hey, let's stay there. And you know the congressional aid, too. We're going to get to the bottom of this. What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I'll have to get Craig back up in the next few days, because we ran out of time here, which happens very often. There's so many issues. Craig, we know they have surveillance tapes. We know they have these sting tapes. We know they did it, basically. Engineered it, just like World Trade Center Attack 1, where they cooked the bomb, trained the driver, let the operation go forward, and said, oh, it was a sting gone bad. So in a nutshell, you know the congressional aide. He's saying he's had this video. He told Congress he's interviewed BATF that said they saw it in training seminars. Your info on that.
Well, I know John, and he was a Marine sniper in Vietnam, by the way, with the 5th Marines at Hue City. And we're both members of the Scout Sniper Association, and I've talked to him, and I helped him get started on writing his first book, Operation Tuscaloosa.
And he's John Culbertson.
And he's from Oklahoma City originally, and I didn't know that he was involved in looking into the case until just recently, because he wasn't part of our team or anything. But I know that John is a very honest person, and if he says he had those photographs, then he probably did. If he saw the video and told you what was on it or had the video, he probably did, because he's a very serious-minded individual. He's very honest. And those pictures and video, the video I was told existed. I had no idea that anybody outside of maybe the FBI or the National Archives would have a copy of this thing. I have talked to VZ Lawton and a couple of other people in Oklahoma City that are the survivors down there, and they said they saw a video, and it may be the one he had, I don't know, but in the video that they saw, it showed who got out of the Ryder truck, and that it was McVeigh, a Middle Eastern male or somebody of dark skin, and a female, which is all new information to me. So,
some FBI agents told the LA Times and News 4 that they saw it, that they saw McVeigh with others, and then the feds grabbed the tapes and declared national security. I mean, they could have ended this real quick by just showing that video.
Which is my contention all along, Alex. Every time I do a seminar or even have any interdiction to do with the federal government in the Congress is, show us the video.
Well, you know, here's the big story. They say Congress has a copy of this, the Intelligence Committee, but instead they raid John Culbertson, wanting to know where the video is. They already have the video. They're just wanting to cover it up.
Well, here's the problem. They didn't just take his computers. They took his disks. They took his paper files, everything he had on the case. And this is supposedly initiated by the Nichols defense team. But why would they go in and take every single thing that had nothing
to
do with
McVeigh's
him?
Well, why didn't McVeigh's lawyer, Stephen Jones, who got $18 million, why didn't he ever demand to show these tapes?
Well, he did. He demanded all the tapes that he could get, and they wouldn't give him anything. And at the very last minute, they dumped in about a million documents of superfluous garbage on him that no one had time to go through. That's how they play that game. And then you run out of time in court, and then the judge tells you that he doesn't want to see anything that doesn't have to do with is McVeigh guilty, yes or no. Don't bring anything else into the case type deal. That whole thing was rigged from the word go. Both
all right, Colonel Roberts, we're out of time. How do folks get your books?
www.riflewarrior.com. Rifle Warrior, one word. That's not Rifle Lawyer. WARRIOR.com. And all the books are there.
All right. Well, listen, I'll have to get you back on to just focus on this subject later this week, and God bless you.
We'll do it.
And by the way, you can see Colonel Craig Roberts in my video, Matrix of Evil. He talks about government-sponsored terror and the New World Order. Congressman Ron Paul talks about the neocons and how globalists run Washington. Cynthia McKinney talks about UN-run white slavery rings. She talks about 9/11 and the cover-up there. I get the Patriot Act thrown out with her Austinites. It's full of solutions. I confront the deputy U.S. attorney, tell him he's a liar. $25.95 over 2 hours. Get three or more of any of my 10 videos. They drop down to $20. Get my book, Descent into Tyranny, Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos. Support those that are standing up and putting their lives on the line. Help us expand and continue what we're doing and get great films and books. 1-888-253-3139 is the toll-free number to order. Again, that's 888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com, or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central. Just get out there, wake up, defend your country. The globalists are criminals. They must be resisted. God bless. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.